it ever nice since you walked away. Every day they replace old B-24, cause every night I run a needle through walking the floor. Every night I run a needle through walking the floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor.
Bill, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me.
Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe things will get a little better. bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain. He said, I know this doctor in New York, son, and he'll fix you right up with a brand new one. So the head doctor met me when I stepped down off of the train. He said, we had this bank robber killed last night. His body's shot, but his brain's all right. I'll give you a transplant, boy, and you'll be okay. I got my new brain in and I was feeling great. I went right back to Nashville with no headache, but something strange happened when I walked in the bank one day. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Now, the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, John, I'd like for you to do the opera. So I went out on the stage, but I couldn't sing. I got into half a verse if I walked the line, and something snapped in this head of mine. I yelled, stick 'em up, give me your money, your watches and rings. Well, I called New York and talked to that brain quack. I said, Doc, I've got to have my whole brain back. He said, I'm sorry there, Mr. Cash, but I can't do that. He said, I put your brain in a chicken last Monday. He's singing your songs and making lots of money. And I got him signed to a 10-year recording contract. Now, friends, if you see me walking down the street, remember what you see ain't necessarily me. And if I try to hold you up, don't pay me no mind. But when you got 10 bucks that you can blow, you ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. He's doing fairs and concert dates all up and down the line. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Well, I don't pay any income tax. You don't pay tax on money you steal. You ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. Chicken in Black.
It was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. You don't have to call me darling. You never even call. Steve Goodman wrote this song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song, because it hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prisons or getting drunk. Well, he wrote another verse to this song and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to put it out as my third record. The last verse went like this. I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went pick her up in the rain. But before I get to the station in my pickup, talk to me for a word.
I got glue on my string. That's the way that the world goes round. There's a new way of talking, and it's gonna go far. You take the letters and the words, turn them all around, you say the last ones first, and you check out the sounds, walk backwards. I know what you're thinking, that sounds strange, talk forward so long that it's hard to change. But it's just like metric, once you get the drift, you twist your tongue, you give your palate a lift, take your favorite phrase, and you read it in the mirror. Practice that about a half a year, and then straw and that, and you clap, and you empty cool. You're a regular talking, bass backwards fool, talk backwards. Talking backwards is sweeping the nation. Talking backwards is a new sensation. You amaze your friends when you start to rap. Don't say pass the butter, say red a bit sap. Red a bit sap, red a bit sap. And if you're out with some girl and she's a little bit shy, don't say I love you, say you're evil eye. You're evil eye, and I always will. Now see if that doesn't take off the chill. Talk backwards. The other yesterday and I was walking down the street. There's this little girl I thought I'd like to meet. I said, excuse me, miss, where's that tat tat? Dig he roll, scratchy mill, Iran. He roll, he tossed him on the bed. And I said, am I getting through to you yet? And she said, you're a gent in the first degree, and I love it when you talk backwards to me. Talk backwards. Can't tell one of these nights, those who talk backwards will demand their rights. They rise up angry and to get a solution in the form of an amendment to the Constitution that guarantees them freedom of reverse elocution. And every TV show that airs, I have to be captioned for the forward impaired talk backwards. Talk backwards. Talk backwards.
We heard a bunch of funny songs, didn't we? Some of the funniest ones I played all day. And some of the best. Nothing but the best. That's what we're doing here. Funny country songs on Time Won't Let Me. Okay, we started out with Vern Gosden doing Set 'Em Up Joe. That's a drinking song. I don't know how funny it is, but I thought it was kind of amusing. After that, we heard Johnny Paycheck doing Friend, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got. And that was written by, you ready for this, Swamp Dog. Swamp Dog and Gary U.S. Bonds wrote that song. By the way, you got to go see the Swamp Dog movie. Swamp Dog paints his swimming pool. It's a documentary, and it's great. And you will, and Swamp Dog's incredible. I just saw him in Nashville last time I was there, and he blew my mind. After that, oh, by the way, that was Johnny Paycheck who did that version. Johnny Paycheck, of course, was famous for Take This Job and Shove It. And that song, She's All I Got, Friend, Don't Take Her, it's kind of the reverse of what Dolly Parton was singing in Jolene. You know, I know you can take my gal away, but don't do it. I don't know what's so funny about that, but I hated Jolene. It's one of my all-time least favorite songs. After that, Hoyt Axton with Rene Armand did Bony Fingers. Hoyt Axton wrote some great songs, Joy to the World. He did the No-No song for Ringo, Never Been to Spain. He was on A&M Records. That came out in 1974. And after that one, we heard Johnny Cash doing The Chicken in Black, kind of a Boy Named Sue kind of a vibe to that that song. That came out in 1984 on Columbia Records, written by Gary Gentry. Johnny Cash hated that song, apparently. After that, we heard David Allan Coe do a Steve Goodman, John Prine song, You Never Even Call Me By My Name. That was recorded live at Billy Bob's. And then we heard John Prine, and then we heard Steve Goodman. John did That's the Way the World Goes Around. It's got the great line about half an enchilada. And then Steve Goodman talking backwards, you know. I got to talk a little bit about John Prine and Steve Goodman. They were both managed by Al Bonetta. And Al Bonetta was so kind to me. He was the first person I met when I moved to when I went to LA on business. And then he also, let me make sure we got another, yeah, we got another instrumental queued up. I can talk a little bit. Yeah, John and his, Al Bonetta and his wife Dawn invited me to use their office when I went to L.A. for the first time on business. And then the first time I went to Nashville, they were as nice as can be to me. My friend Dan Einstein worked for Al, and they were the greatest hosts imaginable. And yes, they were all from Chicago, Al Bonetta, Dan, John Prine, Steve Goodman. Those were the two artists that that Al managed most of his life. He's gone. Steve Goodman's been long gone. John Prine's gone. You know, Todd Snyder's gone. He's another one that falls in line with all those great songwriters, all those great funny guys that wrote amazing songs, which we're kind of acknowledging today on this show. So anyway, glad I got to say a word or two about that. And we're coming up to the fifth segment of the show. Behind me is Santo and Johnny doing Tenderly. That's a beautiful instrumental that's not Sleepwalk. And before that, we heard Buddy Emmons doing After You've Gone. That's from the Buddies album. Buddy Emmons and Buddy Spiker. Some of this instrumental stuff is so great. Anyway, I'm so happy with this show. I'm having so much fun playing this music. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. I hope you are too. Let's just keep on going. I got a little funny song about the FBI. But it's not even a song. It's a talk by Arlo Guthrie. And then we have a couple of real good ones. Frank Gallup doing the Ballad of Irving. Jerry Reed. Billy Crash Craddock. Eddie Rabbit, Joe Stampley, Johnny Lee, just goes on and on. And when I say that, I mean it, because it does go on, and it starts right about now.
This next song, we're going to dedicate to a great American organization. Then I'd like to dedicate this to our boys in the FBI. Well, so wait a minute, it's hard to be an FBI man. I mean, first of all, to be an FBI man, you have to be over 40 years old. And the reason is that it takes at least 25 years with the organization to be that much of a bastard. Well, it's true, you just can't join. You know, it needs an atmosphere where your natural bastardness can grow and develop and take a meaningful shape in today's complex society. But that's not why I want to dedicate the song to the FBI. I mean, the job that they have to do is a drag. I mean, they have to follow people around. You know, that's part of their job. Follow me around. I'm out on the highway and I'm driving down the road and I run out of gasoline. I pull over to the side of the road. They got to pull over too, make believe that they ran out. You know, I go to get some gasoline. They have to figure out whether they should stick with the car or follow me. Suppose I don't come back and they're staying with the car. Or if I fly on the airplanes, I could fly half fare because I'm 12 to 22. And they got to pay the full fare. But the thing is that when you pay the full fare, you have to get on the airplane first so that they know how many seats are left over for the half fare kids. Right? And sometimes there aren't any seats left over and sometimes there are, but that doesn't mean that you have to go. Suppose that he gets on and fills up the last seat. So you can't get on, then he gets off, then you can get on. Right? Then what's he gonna do?
He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread, schlepping a salami and pumpernickel bread. He always followed his mother's wishes, even on the range he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143, walking a Saul saloon like a man insane, and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. James Boyce was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, Irving, we need your gun. When that train pulled in at the break of dawn, Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Thank you.
for living. And just knock them in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Beside me on the sand, put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice, and kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in. On my left shoulder. Yeah. Put a little bit right here. Yeah. Turn your radio on and find a slow grooving song. Baby, whisper in my ear. Say the things I want to hear. Make me know your love is strong. And rub it in. Long.
in the Texas sun. There ain't no road that we ain't run. Up to the Colorado mountaintops, down to the desert where we no stops, north to the green of Coeur d'Alene. There ain't no road that we ain't seen. We ain't seen.
Other night, started drinking and got real tight. We was playing with all our friends, so good we had to play it again. Hey, bartender, hey, man, look at him. Hey, draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer. She was sitting down on the end. I said, baby, can we be free? You look as sweet as can be. Come on down and drink with me. Hey, bartender.
Hey, hey,
bartender.
Hey,
bartender.
Hey, bartender.
Draw one, draw two, draw three more glasses of beer.
We just heard a whole bunch of pretty amazing stuff. That's what I say all the time. Well, I don't say exactly that. But anyway, we did hear some great stuff. And it started with Arlo Guthrie talking about the FBI. That's from his first album. That was before Alice's Restaurant on Arlo's first LP. He does that thing called A Pause for Mr. Claus. It's a song about Santa Claus, but that's the part of the intro. Then we heard Frank Gallup. Frank Gallup was part of the crew that did You Don't Have to Be Jewish. Maybe the all-time greatest Jewish comedy record. That was The Ballad of Irving. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Jerry Reed did Amos Moses. That was written by Jerry Reed. That was produced by Chet Atkins and was on RCA. Next was Billy Crash Craddock doing Rub It In, Rub It In. That is about suntan lotion, by the way. Don't get your mind out of the gutter. he was from America, but he was big in Australia. Billy Crash Craddock, Rub It In. After that was Eddie Rabbit doing Driving My Life Away. That's a trucker song. We had a couple trucker songs there. His other great song was Love a Rainy Night. Always an excuse to play an Eddie Rabbit song. Hold on, let's move on here. Oh, it's going to move on by itself. Moving on. After Eddie Rabbit, we heard Joe Stampley do Roll On Big Mama. That was a truck driving song from 1975 on Epic Records. And then we heard, and we are continuing to hear behind us, Johnny Lee doing Hey Bartender. All right, we got a little bit of comedy, and then we got some more great songs. Homer and Jethro, Pure Prairie League, Roger Miller, Kinky Freeman, a song by Ween. It just keeps keeping on. Here we go.
Frontier Psychiatrist. This program is respectfully dedicated to those brave pioneers, the Frontier Psychiatrists, who brought mental health to the West. The scene, the office of Dr. Tex Rorschach, Frontier Psychiatrist.
And so, madam, I want you to go...
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does
spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight. If you pull it out like rubber, will it snap right back and bite? If you paste it on the left side, will you find it on the right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Standing around, but the greatest country singer alive. Well, I'll fix your flat tire moon. Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers all covered with earth. Cause you're a honky, I know, Merle, you got so. And I'll fix your flat tire moon. Well, I hear you had an adventure shoot, making love in the telephone booth, and I even hear you did a little stretch and jam. House with a bar and 8, 9, 10 of them fancy cars. Every other week a check coming in the mail. Wait, I'll fix your flat tire, Merle. Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers all covered with earl. Oh, you're a honky, I know, but Merle, you got soap. And I'll fix your flat tire, Merle. Don't care what you think. Merle, if you're gonna call the world your home, you know you're gonna have to get out and get stoned. And it's better with a joint than with a drink, I think. I'll fix your flat tire, Merle. Don't you get your sweet country picking fingers all covered with earl. Don't you a honky, I know, Merle, you got soap. And I'll fix your flat tire, Merle.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered-up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink a fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15, but with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag.
Women, I don't understand why you gotta go and try to act like a man. But before you make your weekly visit to the shrink, you better occupy the kitchen or liberate the sink. Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Once liberation, it's going to your head.
that defoliated Samson's balls.
It's your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. One generation is going to your head.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. Mean-minded harpies are breaking all the laws, tearing up the girdles and burning up the brawls. Now the air is dirty and the sex is clean, and your coffee makes my hair turn green. So damn emancipated in your mind and your body, gonna have to cancel all your lessons in karate. If you can't love a male chauvinist, you better cross me off of your shopping list.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed. That's what I do, my baby said. Moment's liberation, it's going to your head.
Get your biscuits in the oven and your buns in the bed.
Okay, we started out that one with a brief version of Frontier Psychiatrist by Wayne and Schuster. Wayne and Schuster were a comedy duo. They set the record for being on Ed Sullivan 67 times. And Frontier Psychiatrist was sampled famously by the Avalanches, one of the great hip-hop sampling artists. After that, we heard Homer and Jethro's version of Does Your Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? That was actually written by Lonnie Donegan, the king of skiffle. After that, we heard Pure Prairie League doing I'll Change Your Flat Tire Merle. Don't get your guitar picking fingers all covered with Earl. You're a honky, I know, but Merle, you got soul, so I'll change your flat tire, Merle. My last dog's name was Merle. I got a funny story about that, too, because people would say, did you name your dog after Meryl Streep? And I'd go, no, I named her after Merrill Lynch. My dog's name is Merle. I named her after the second greatest country singer of them all. And they go, well, who was the first country singer? Who was the greatest country singer? I'd say, George Jones, duh. Anyway, after Pure Prairie League, we heard Roger Miller doing Chug-a-Lug. There were a lot of good ones I had to pick from. Can't roller skate through a buffalo herd. Almost got played. Kinky Freeman did Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in the Bed. Kinky Freeman was incredible. Kinky Freeman of the Texas Jew Boys. The guy ran for governor in 2006. I was there at the time, too. I remember meeting him, shaking his hand. He was, for real, running for governor. I got another one by him, too. I almost played, called Old Ben Lucas. Had him a lot of mucus running right out of his nose. It's too disgusting, though. After that, we heard Ween doing Piss Up a Rope. Piss Up a Rope was the country album, on the country album produced by Ben Vaughn, my buddy Ben Vaughn. 12 Golden Country Greats by Ween. What do you know? Ween in their country music phase. Behind me is Charlie. Oh, wait, one more. Oh, yeah, that was Johnny Luttrell doing A Hard Day's Night. And this is Charlie McCoy doing Good Vibrations. Go figure. I actually thought that was kind of funny. Country instrumental versions of Beatles songs. That's funny. Anyway, here we go with five more. Kenny Rogers, Amazing Rhythm Aces, Mike Koss, Dave Van Ronk, Webb Pierce with Mel Tillis. And a few more if we have time, but we're really hurrying along now because that's what happens at the end of my show. I race through the last bunch to try to play as much as I can. This is Time Won't Let Me, and time will not let me play everything I want to play in the last 8 minutes of the show. But we're going to try our best. Here we go.
said, you don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do.
He said, with his best friend, old chicken hawk, jump up and say, we ought to invite us a chicken home for supper today. And the buzzard looks at him with a baleful eye, take a few seconds before he give a reply. He turned his neck nearly all the way around, and he points to the sky and he says with a frown, the Lord will provide, the Lord will provide. Just be patient, brother, and the Lord will provide. The chicken hawk says, but I'm hungry. My stomach's starting to rumble like a train. He spies a fat chicken in the barnyard. The chicken hawk jump up and scream. I hear the Lord helps him. It helps themselves, my friend. No, the Lord will provide.
Rogers in the first edition doing Reuben James, an abbreviated version. I do an impression of Kenny Rogers. This is Kenny Rogers from We Are the World. Living day by day. That's it. Then we heard the Amazing Rhythm Aces doing Third Rate Romance, an abbreviated version of that. We heard The Lord Will Provide by Mike Cross. And then we heard One Meatball by Dave Van Ronk. And behind me is Slim Gallard doing Fuck Off, the Dirty Rooster song. And I'm going to say goodbye because we have exactly 20 seconds left. This has been DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me, also known as, slow attention span. Low attention span. No. I forgot what I was going to say. See you guys next week. This is one of my best shows ever. I'm going to play this one again. So let's look forward to that.